It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
So Drug Fight Malawi is a project, we're told, that works with young people, particularly secondary school pupils in Malawi. But to give us more substance about Drug Fight Malawi is Brother Nelson Zakeyu joining us on the line. Brother Zakeyu, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for joining us.
Welcome, sir. Thank you very much.
So tell us about Drug Fight Malawi.
Right. Drug Fight Malawi is a registered non-government organization. It is a non-profit-making organization which was founded in response to growing use of alcohol and other substances. Particularly, we are looking at young people. But now the attention is also coming to even young children, because they are also affected by these substances of abuse. So this is an organization which we would like to see that people or young people, children are protected from use of drugs. Young people should have good behavior. They should actually be reliable in life, because we do understand that when young people are actually affected by these drugs, then the whole life is destroyed. They want to make a good leadership. They want to make anything in life. They are completely destroyed. So that's what Drug Fight Malawi means.
So what has Drug Fight Malawi done to help in the fight against drugs in Malawi?
There are a number of areas that we have actually done. The first one is that we decided to work closely with the government, because we do understand that the government has a duty to protect its citizens. And the government also, they do develop and implement policies and some regulations. So the first thing that we thought is very, very important is to ensure that the government has the policies and regulations in place, especially in connection with use of drugs. Beginning from 2007, we partnered with the government, and we were actually leading the development of the national alcohol policy in the country. And the policy was adopted and approved by the government in 2017. So that part on the reduction of consumption of alcohol, I think we have done a lot. But now we are also working with the government to make sure that we have a policy on these common drugs now. Because you should understand that WHO advises countries to separate policies. Those policies that are tackling alcohol consumption should be a standalone policy, because, you know, alcohol is still a legal commodity. It is not controlled. One cannot get arrested because of alcohol. So we need to address that, but with using its own policy. And then on the other side, of drugs of abuse, you know, the countries don't tolerate, they don't allow, and it is not accepted to possess, to use, or in whatever form to make drugs as a part of life. That is not allowed. So that should also have its own policy on separate. So right now, we are working with the government so that they have this policy, national drug control policy, in place. And we also want to make sure that those policies are implemented, because what we have discovered now is that government should do, they do produce, they do approve policy, different policies. But when it comes to implementation, there's a problem. So we want to make sure that they are really implementing the policies that are put in place. And that is the first part of it. Second thing is that we would like to ensure that people should have knowledge, information on the dangers of use of drugs and alcohol. You know, alcohol is not an ordinary commodity. Although it is a legal commodity, legally allowed worldwide, but alcohol is also a drug. So we would like to make sure that information is passed across. People should have evidence-based information on the dangers of use of alcohol, use of these other drugs, so that probably even if young people are somewhere, they are in a hidden places or in schools or whatever, they should have that informed choices. They should have evidence-based information so that they are able to protect themselves from use of alcohol and drugs. And the third thing is that we make sure we mobilize our partners. You know, this is a huge task. We need joint hands. We need all to work together if you are to achieve what we want. So we do mobilize interested partners so that we work together to achieve the common purpose.
Wow, this seems to be a lot that you guys are doing, and it's good work. We're congratulating you for all the work that you're doing. It's a ministry that needs support as much as possible. What keeps you motivated in this project?
There are a number of issues related to problems that I have personally experienced in life. I have lost a number of relatives now. But when I was founding this organization, it was because of the loss of an elder brother, same blood. My elder brother was smoking, was taking alcohol anyhow, using all these other drugs. And unfortunately, we lost him because of these drugs. And from that time up to now, a number of relatives have also gone. So the passion is coming from that experience where I've lost a number of relatives because of consumption of alcohol and use of drugs. So this is where I think everything is coming from. I would like to probably protect young people so that they don't go through the same situation. This is, I think, very, very important, because nowadays, I think you are going to agree with me that a lot of even children in Malawi as young as 11, 9, you see them smoking. You see them consuming alcohol. You see them taking drugs. This is not healthy. As leaders, we need to do something. So Drug Fight Malawi is there to partner with all interested people so that we do something for a difference. We want to make a world we live better. We want to make households to live better. We want to make people to live better so that we develop the world, we develop our countries together.
All right. As we conclude our conversation, I just want to ask you one more question. What kind of support are you getting from the church? Or what kind of participation is there from the church?
I can say that whenever we have some resources, the church partners with us, of course, using our own resources to probably mobilize young people so that we interact with them. But financially, I think we are still struggling. I can say that we haven't get any finances from the church, from the government, and even from donors. It's a problem. A problem probably because in Malawi, even the government, they don't even focus much on the prevention of use of alcohol and drugs. They don't even talk about it. Donors, they don't even bother to come in and assist us because they do realize that the government does not prioritize this area. But we want to be assisted by churches, by the government, individuals, and even all other donors. So if there are other donors there, if there are other well-wishers there, those that would like to partner with us and come in and support us, that we very much welcome them. But at the moment, we are struggling. As we are talking now, we don't have any finances. We don't have any donor partner. This is a problem because to us, we feel this is a beautiful project.
Tell us like how people can reach you, Brother Zageyu, for those who would love to help. Give them the means of contacting you.
All right. First, using our email address. Email address is drugfedmalawi2002@gmail.com. Reach us. drugfedmalawi2002@gmail.com. My phone number is 09999 30740. Alternatively, they can Google Nelson Zakeyu. If they Google that one, probably some of our contacts will be there. They can also, as well, Google Drug Fed Malawi.
Yeah.
Some of the information are also there.
Got it. Thank you very much, Brother Nelson Zageyu. You got it. All the work that you're doing is very much appreciated. May God continue to bless you, and may you get all the support that you need to get all that your work is meant to do to be happening in Malawi. Thank you very much, Brother Zageyu.
Thank you, sir.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.